Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Here's a tip. Don't get a job where you need to rely on tips. Or maybe we just shouldn't have tipping at all. Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. Monday and Wednesday, we talk apologetics, theology, all things related to sharing, explaining, and defending the Catholic faith. But on Friday is a very special day. The weekend is upon us. We're working for the weekend, as the song goes. And so maybe because it's Friday and we're already half checked out anyways, we want to just have a little bit of fun. And that's what Free for All Friday is for. It's for me to talk about whatever I want to talk about. We take a break from all sorts of serious things, though we do talk about serious things sometimes here on Free for All Friday. But it's just a change of pace, and that's always nice. So today I want to talk about tipping. Oh, the thing we don't think about until we go out to eat and we get the bill and we remember it's going to be 20% more expensive than we thought when we were computing the menu prices in our head. And that's the primary place we end up tipping people, right? Is when we go out to dine-in restaurants where you have a server. And that's where the debate comes in. Should we even have tipping at all? There's people who make arguments for it, who make arguments against it. It's also, in many cases, a uniquely American phenomenon, because in a lot of other countries, tipping is discouraged or it's banned. You're not supposed to tip places. I've never worked in a tipped wage industry. That'd be like if you were like a server at a restaurant or something like that. Or in other occupations where people often give a tip, where it's not technically required, but you know, you'll leave a tip anyways. And so so I don't have necessarily firsthand experience, but growing up in college, I did have a lot of friends who were servers or staff at restaurants where there were tipped wages. So I did see things from their perspective. So that's what I'm going to talk about today, is just the arguments for and against allowing tipping, and also just the experiences that you and I have maybe when we go out to a restaurant when it comes to tipping. Here's the first one for me. I am very neurotic about this. Does this happen to you? But when I calculate the tip that I leave, it has to end in a zero amount. So if the bill ends up being $20.01, right? So 20% tip on that would be $4, right? Okay, so 20% on that, $4. But I can't write 2401. I'm like Monk, and you ever see that old television series? I think it was on USA. Monk with Tony Shalhoub, and he's the obsessive compulsive detective, and he has OCD, but it makes him good at seeing details in crimes. And he that would just kill him to leave 1 cent. So if it's $20.01, and I got to leave a four, and I want to do 20% minimum, I can't just leave $4. I got to leave $4.99. That way, it evens out to $25. I mean, in theory, I could do $3.99. I don't know. What is, computer, tell me right now, what is, I love that I can do this on Google without even having to do it in a math problem. What is 20% of $20.01? 20% of 20.01 is 4.002. So you can't leave 399 if you wanted to do 20%. But isn't that the rule? Like, well, why don't you leave 18%? Why don't you leave 15%? That's another problem with tipping, is that it's arbitrary in this regard. Like, nobody knows exactly how much. There's people. So I think usually it's 20% is the kind of the standard tip, right? I think 20% is the standard for decent service. It's just flat rate. You should be doing 20%. So then it's hard. You get people who maybe their memories of tipping were, you know, Palm Springs, and they're there on vacation back in 1968, and you maybe tip somebody 10%. Nowadays, 10% would be, you'd be really stiff in a person if you tipped them 10%. So you got people who think that 10 or 15 is fine, or it needs to be 20, and that's where it can get problematic. So that's one thing when it comes to tipping for me. Before I get into the arguments, pros and cons, I have that OCD thing. So please, I'd love to hear if anybody else that happens to you too, that you have to zero out the tip. Number two, here's another thing with tipping that I absolutely cannot stand, It's when you go to counter service restaurant. Normally tipping, you leave a tip at a full service restaurant. You sit down at a table, a nice server comes by. What would you like to start with? Would you like to try some of our jalapeno popper blasts? And they'll recommend an appetizer or something like that. You say, no, I'm all right. Or you give in and you get the artichoke cheese dip, whatever. And they go and they check on you and they refill your drinks during the meal and make sure, would you like some dessert we can pop into the microwave back there that's straight out of the freezer? Yeah, maybe I would. they do all that and then you give you the bill, you leave them a tip because they were helpful. They were doing a bunch of stuff throughout your whole deal. But what I can't stand is when I go to a counter service restaurant, I walk up to the counter, I place my order. They say, all right, it's going to be $9.62. And then I go to the thing to check out and it asks, how much of a tip do you want to leave? A tip for what? You inputted data on a point of sale register and then you go in the back and you make the food. Isn't the price, the $9.62 that I paid for a flatbread sandwich and a smoothie, is that not reflected in the materials for said flatbread and smoothie and labor of making said flatbread and smoothie? If it's not, if it doesn't cover the cost, please raise it to $10.87 or whatever it needs to be. But the galling that you have to ask me for a tip right here at the register, and here's where it gets bad. You put in your credit card and it says, how much of a tip do you want to leave? And it says 10, 15, 20% other. So you have to go through the extra added effort of pushing other and inputting 0%. No, I'm not leaving you a tip. If you feel like it's not enough money, put it into the menu price. And that's the argument for getting rid of tipping, though, for a full service restaurant. If you feel that outrage at a counter service restaurant, then and here's the thing. I don't like that. I am fine if I go to a counter service restaurant and there is a little tip jar and it says something funny and it's got the little hole at the top and I pay in cash and I have 63 cents in change and I don't want to carry a bunch of coins on me and I just dump it in the little tip jar and the person was nice and friendly and I just throw the little bit of money in the extra change, throw it in the tip jar. I'm okay with that. Hey, that doesn't intrude on my day to have a little tip jar there. But it's impeding me when I try to purchase with a debit card and I have to go through the extra step of saying declining, no, I'm not giving you a tip. This is what we call first world problems. What I'm complaining about, I can't believe I'm asked for a tip when I purchase a smoothie. Meanwhile, there's somebody else in some other country. The raiders came in and destroyed our crops and took away our wives and children. I'm like, yeah, at least they didn't ask for a tip, right? I am just the worst sometimes. But first world problems are still problems. You know, it's just something I don't get it. And so that's one of the arguments then for getting rid of tip. So let me talk about the arguments against tipping, because there's not as many arguments for it, honestly. But the arguments against it is that, well, you should just pay if you need to tip in order to give a server the wage they deserve for the work they did, why not just put that into the price of the service itself? Have that be reflected into the menu prices. I remember there's a Japanese restaurant, you could see the receipt from the restaurant. It would say, tipping is not allowed at our establishment because our workers are paid the wage they deserve for tipping. Because right now, I think the tipping wage in the U.S. is $2.13 an hour. But the idea is that your tips should meet at least minimum wage. And if they do not, your employer has to make up the difference, but they don't always do that. And so problem here, one of the problems with tipping is that, well, it can be unpredictable. You might make a lot of money. You might make only minimum wage. And it might be hard if you want a job where you can, okay, I would like just the standard. My wage will always be this. Now, if you don't mind if it's minimum wage, at least with a tipping job, ideally, you should always be making at least minimum wage. Your employer is supposed to make up the difference. But, you know, they don't always do that, or there's problems. There have been lawsuits related to that. So it can be unpredictable in that regard. Other people say that it's unfair, that the problem is that there's a lot of bad tippers out there. And I agree with that. I try hard to at least be a decent tipper. Even when I have bad service, I feel, and my wife will attest to this, like I just can't bring myself to stiff somebody unless they were just an absolute troll. Then I might say, all right, I'll give you 10%. I'll give you the Palm Springs deal. I can't do that. But a lot of people will go out and they don't understand the proper protocols for tipping. Or it's funny. I might tip based on promptness of service, and my wife might tip based on disposition. And so some people might get penalized if they don't have the most super cheerful disposition. Well, that doesn't bother me. I just want my food on time. It's just business. You're not my friend. My wife might feel like they weren't very nice to us. I'm like, he was fine. He was completely nice. He's just not a super chipper person. That's what you get when you're married to a super bubbly, sanguine personality like my wife. And so it's unpredictable. There have been studies that have shown that certain people may not be tipped as well. Certain people of color, for example, or others. Women sometimes might be subject to sexual harassment because, you know, they have to put up with guys being obnoxious because they want to make sure they get a good tip out of them, or that it can just end up being arbitrary, that we don't really tip based on the level of service we were provided, that there's a lot of other psychological factors at play. It says here in one article, research has found that we tend to tip waiters more if they touch us on the arm or draw a sun or a smiley face on our check. We also tip servers who wear red or squat next to the table more than servers who wear other colors or remain vertical while working. I can't remember the last time I saw a server squat by my table. Maybe they do that. It might be a little odd. I don't know. But I could see that. They want to get down at your level. Touching the arm. Oy vey. Hello there. Welcome to Tchotchkes. That was the restaurant in Office Space. Remember Tchotchkes? You know, you're not wearing enough flair. If you wanted me, you're just doing the bare minimum. You know, the flair they have to wear. It's supposed to be like Applebee's. They wear the buttons on their suspenders and it's all obnoxious. But touching on the arm, well, you know, I could see, my wife would be like, why is that server touching your arm? Whether it's a man or a woman, like, what's going on here? But I will tell you this, the smiley face, that does do it for me, right? I look on the check, I'm like, oh, they were happy I was here. They left a smiley face. But that psychologically makes you tip a little bit more. But that's not, you know, you shouldn't be psychologically gaming each other to try to get certain tips. So those are the arguments. That's arbitrary, leave people open to harassment, unpredictable, unfair, can result in workers not being paid what they deserve. It's all just a weird game. That's what I don't like about it. It's that we're all there and it's like, hey, I'm not going to get paid enough. Okay, I'll pay you. Is this for you're doing a good job or to make sure you get paid enough? How much am I supposed to give? If the gratuity was included at 18% because we're a large party, do I still have to tip? How do you do it if you split a check? You know, you do. Is everyone going to do 20% on the $6 on their split check? How are we doing this exactly? It just leaves a lot of guesswork. So that's the arguments for getting rid of tipping. Argument against is, I've only really found like two arguments against it. One is that it severs the emotional connection, you know, that workers won't be as attentive to you because they know they get paid regardless, no matter what. And so they're going to slouch off. I don't think that's really the case. So I think people want to just do a good job and they don't want to get a complaint to their manager. I think they fear a complaint more than the loss of a tip. So I don't find that as convincing. The emotional connection, right? I don't want an emotional connection to any service industry worker. I would just like, it is a transactional relationship. I'll treat them with charity, but I just want the good or service that I paid for promptly and the thing I asked for. The other problem, and this is the only one where I see where they're coming from, is that if you get rid of tipping, it removes opportunities to reward people who go above and beyond. There are some people who are amazing. You get some serving staff who can remember an entire meal without writing it down, a bartender. And there's tipping, of course, not just a serving staff. You're supposed to, when you play blackjack and you win a hand, you tip your dealer. I think that's superstition, but you tip the dealer. I had another one in my head when you tip somebody. Well, you tip your Uber driver. You tip your taxi. You know, you tip your bartender. There's some bartenders who can mix a drink and they're amazing at it. And they're like Tom Cruise in Cocktail, except that was his worst performing movie of all time. Here's a tip, Tom, move on from that. But that's how you get started, right? And you want to, hey, that's, hey, great job. So you want to leave a tip to reward them. They went above and beyond. And so you want to reward them in that respect. And so in getting rid of tipping, you would remove that opportunity to do that. The other thing is that I think a lot of people, my friends that I knew who worked in tipped wage occupations, a lot of them, they specifically chose those occupations because of tips. That while there is a risk that it could be unpredictable, you don't know how much you're going to make, things like that, you can also make a ton of money. I had a friend of mine who worked at the Cork and Cleaver. It was a restaurant in Phoenix, very high-end steakhouse. And she was a hostess. She wasn't a server. I think she was a hostess. And she still made tips. But the women who worked there, it was a lot of women work at a steakhouse. There are men too, but it's a lot of women. They could walk away some nights with $200-$300 in cash from tips. Because if you go and get an expensive steak dinner, you know, you're there and these people are ordering and their entire meal with a group of people is $200 or $300. You can make yourself, you know, $40-$50 tip right there. And you've been attentive for that whole meal, things like that. So they were making hundreds of dollars. Now, of course, I don't think that's a great argument for tipping in general, because a lot of people who work at, you know, lower end restaurants, you know, the 20% on a meal is going to be like $3, $5. It's not going to be that much. So I know people who worked in the tip, but some of them can still, if they really work their tables hard, can pull in a decent amount of money. But overall, I understand where those arguments are coming from, but I think I lean more towards, I would prefer to move towards a setup where we just pay for what we get. Though, I mean, when we went out, I remember once we went out to a breakfast place with our whole family. We had a 17-year-old server who wasn't, she was doing a fine enough job. It was adequate. But I left like a 30% tip. And my wife said, "Why'd you leave such a big tip?" I said, "Look, there's a lot of 17-year-olds out there who'd rather be home playing video games or hanging out on the internet all day or on social media. This 17-year-old student is willing to bust their butt to get to tables to work and make a living. Good for them. And they should be encouraged in doing that. And it's hard. Serving is hard. People are obnoxious. I'm a melancholic, introverted personality. I don't tend to be around people very much because people, and I can be rude." That's one reason I realize how rude I am. I see it in other people. It's like, I need to get away. You know, you try really hard, and you got to put up with a lot from people. And so if she's willing to put herself out there and work at 17 and give it a shot in a hard environment, well, you should get some encouragement for doing it. And she wasn't bad, wasn't stellar, but she did the job. She did it right. She kept honest, refilled the drinks, asked for help, you know, if we needed anything. But sometimes it was a little bit kind of out, not as attentive or distracted, probably because she's managing a bunch of tables, right? But I thought, hey, you're working hard. Good for you. And so I wanted to have some encouragement there. But if, and honestly, yeah, I'd be willing to pay higher prices on a menu if there was just an understanding you as a server are getting paid what your wage, you're getting paid the price of your labor. It is getting paid. It is done. And that is reflected in the food that I purchase. I think I would be more in favor of that. Maybe you think we should keep tipping and you think it's all right. Hey, that's okay too. There's different thoughts and opinions on this. If you have a comment, definitely. If you join our community at trendhornpodcast.com, you can leave a comment for me to see there when it comes to especially these Free For All Friday episodes. But thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit trendhornpodcast.com.